Cliff, can you talk about the new trial looking at the three combinations with Bev?
So Hope Rugo is the PI of a prospective randomized phase 3 trial along with NCCTG.
Alvaro Moreno.
Yeah, Moreno. So this has been a long struggle because, in fact, they put in a very reasonable phase 2 randomized trial of ixabepilin versus paclitaxel in the setting of Bev, if I remember correctly. We put in a phase 3 proposal just of weekly paclitaxel versus ABI, and CTEP asked us to work together to join these two studies, and we've done that, but it's been a long process, and I'll dare say it's not completely over yet, unfortunately. The way the study set up is weekly paclitaxel 3 weeks out of 4 with bevacizumab is a control arm. There are two experimental arms, never the twain shall meet. One is ixabepilone on the one hand, that's 16 per meter squared per week, and the other is the ABI at 150 per meter squared per week, all given with bevacizumab and with significant built-in, the appropriate correlate of sign studies that you would be interested in. It's a pretty ambitious undertaking, this study. And one of the issues that actually does come up is the study was written by the cooperative group with PFS as an endpoint. And there is ongoing discussion, though, about, we didn't write the study for the FDA, that's not our goal, but there are FDA-related discussions ongoing right now about whether this study would be adequate for drug approval and therefore how we're going to move forward.
Do you think that from the point of view of science and moving the field forward, you know, we should be looking at survival in this situation or more focused on progression-free and move on?
If I have metastatic cancer, I want treatment that improves my survival. If I can't improve my survival, I want treatment that maintains a high quality of life. So my answer to your question is yes.